The Greek Anthology. Constance turned herself awkwardly on the bed to watch him leave the room. "I've been thinking about this all day long," Bob said. "I want you..." Then he was gone, with his voice trailing away. "To hear it." Down the hall to another room. She lay there awkwardly waiting for him to return. She thought that he was only going to be gone for a moment, but he was gone for almost 10 minutes. The air in the bedroom was warm and still. It was an unusually warm September evening in San Francisco, but the window was closed and the shades were down. They had to be. "He can't find the book," she thought. He was always losing things. For many long months now, he'd had a lot of trouble doing anything right. It made her sad, because she loved him. She sighed, which became a slight muffled sound because of the handkerchief that was loosely stuffed in her mouth. She could have easily pushed the handkerchief out of her mouth with her tongue if she had wanted to. Bob couldn't do anything right now. He couldn't even gag her well. But of course he had tied her hands too tight and her feet too loose, and she sighed again, making a muffled sound as she waited for him to find the book that he'd lost, which was usual for everything he did now. He hadn't always been this way. She felt guilty about it because she thought that it was partly her fault for giving him the warts. And after he got the warts, all of this stuff started happening. The light hanging down from the ceiling should have been a 100-watt bulb, but instead, it was a 200-watt bulb. It was his doing. She didn't much like the light. He did.